Sesame auf Lux FM mit Not The Time. Ein hervorragendes Stück Musik, das uns schon mal hinweist auf die am Freitag in einer Woche erscheinende Langspielplatte, die so heißen wird wie die Künstlerin mit Vornamen. Sesame Ashworth ist bei mir im Studio und wundert sich über mein schnell gesprochenes Deutsch. Sie versteht kein Wort.
What the hell did you just say?
Only the bad stuff.
Wow.
I found out so much bad stuff about you and told all the people in Germany about it.
Did you just tell everyone that I'm ugly and lame?
No. How would you think that?
I don't know.
We've met 5 minutes ago. You should know that I'm a really nice person. I wouldn't do things like that.
For all that I know, you could have been like, oh, we're welcoming today Sesame, whose songs are totally shit, and she has a very misshapen nostril, and she's wearing a barf-colored sweatshirt. How do I know?
Which animal barfs in a color like this? It's a perfect green that you're wearing.
This is radio, baby. People can't see me right now. People can't see you.
So you're explaining...
Are there cameras in here?
You're explaining the medium to me right now?
I'm just saying.
Is this radio?
All I know, you could be just making shit up. And for all the people out there, no, you and I could be making shit up. And that's what is beautiful.
Yeah, I think
it is
so
a collective
too.
Deception.
That's true. And that's what we're working on every single day. Sesame, it's only a few days until your debut album is going to come out. It's Friday, 1 week away from this Friday. Excited, are you? It's barfing again. Second time in 1.5 minutes.
Flux, more like reflux, am I right?
Oh, not too bad. Cool. So you're excited about the whole thing? I mean, you must be.
Yeah, I guess I am. I'm coming to terms with it. You know, there's actually a picture on the wall of this woman who is crying tears of water and filling up glasses with her tears.
Yeah.
I feel like that, except with barf, and it's into people's hearts.
But that's a nice metaphor, I think,
for
your music. And you've talked about barfing when it comes to recording the demos for your record, I think, because you've... No. You've compared
kind of like
it to vomiting stuff onto the GarageBand thingy. Mm-hmm. So what's the deal with the vomiting?
You know, I just want to normalize normal body functions, you know?
Okay,
we all poop, we all puke, we all, you know. Mm-hmm.
No, right? But with the composing.
You've never puked or pooped?
No.
Have you ever at the same time, though?
It's my favorite, actually. You know, when you feel really sick and it's all just liquids.
This is actually a medical show. We're going to talk today about acid reflux.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
Indigestion.
Yes. Things that help is putting your head up a little when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
That's good against reflux.
Yeah, true. I actually sleep standing up.
Yeah. You have to. You're so busy right now.
Yeah.
No, but what I really want to know, how important it is to get the stuff out of your system when you're writing music, because... Yeah. I think one of the greatest dangers that there are in making art is that you overthink things and then you're lost.
Yeah.
You're never going to be putting out anything. You're going to stay at home trying to write stuff and you're never going to get out there.
I mean, I think that that's probably a reason why I was collaborating on so many other people's stuff for so long. Mm-hmm. I just didn't feel like I was ready to just... freely make my own record, my own songs without overly thinking about it. Because I went to school for classical music.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I can analyze a lot of like rock and popular music. Yeah. So when I tried to write music before, it felt so like forced or like performative. Mm-hmm. I was like cosplaying as a rock musician or something. And so I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I was waiting for that moment where I was just like, I have to do this now, you know, and I don't really care about whether it's innovative or if people like it or if it's interesting or whatever. I just kind of had to do it. And
that's when the vomiting came in.
And then I just spewing songs.
Yeah, because so much stuff, you've held back so much stuff maybe inside of yourself and then there was pressure on the whole thing.
Exactly. It was just like one big emotional vomiting explosion. Into your ears.
Yeah, so that might be the explanation for the fact that you've written like songs that one should listen to on tour with Cherry Glazer, because normally songs that are written on tour, they tend to be bad. They're like, the boys are back in town, on the road again, you know, stuff like that. You don't want to write songs like that.
I wrote those songs and I think they're good.
Yeah, when you were writing for other artists. I mean, you're super rich because you wrote On the Road Again. I know that.
I am wearing head to toe fur and diamonds. You can't see people, but I look good.
Oh, Sasami's sabotaging the whole show. I'm loving it, though.
You just got Sasami'd.
Sasami'd. That's a nice thing. So what I find interesting as well is that you've recorded stuff with your brother and directly to tape. And that's something that I find interesting, especially in days like these where all the Instagram profile pics are like optimized. There's filters on everything.
Yeah.
And I feel like recording to tape is like the opposite of the Instagram culture.
Definitely. I think part of it was I didn't like set a block of 1 month to make a record. I was writing demos. Like, you know, when you make a song, it's like you write the song and then you have to like arrange it, pick the drum beat. You have to like pick the vocal harmonies, the guitar part, all this stuff. So while I was in, you know, when you're a touring musician, you travel like 90% of your job is a commute. So in the van, I'm like on my iPad, like taking the song that I wrote and kind of fleshing it out. And so by the time I would come home from tour, instead of using my money for rent, I would just use my money to go in the studio because I already had the arrangement all done. So basically I'm just committing to printing it in a better sounding format than my shitty iPad demo.
Yeah, I think you've compared it to writing stuff on a handkerchief and then you have this papyrus roll.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't really write that much in the studio. I really wrote it prior and then kind of committed to that. Yeah. And I think that
it's like if you've recorded something on a Super 8 camera and then you come back and somebody's got that
35mm or 40, whatever.
Yeah, like that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I also felt really liberated by the restrictions because I made my record on a 16 track. That's only 16 tracks.
No,
when you make it on Pro Tools, you have infinite tracks.
Yeah, and you have 16 for the drums only, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I wanted to like be so confident in my parts that I was like committing to just, because then on tape you either have to record over it or keep it. Those are your two options.
Yeah.
You know, so I kind of was like, that's hot.
Yeah, I mean, restrictions are hot. I think
restrictions are hot, people.
Super hot, because they tend to lead you to results faster, I think.
Yeah. I think that it's like I think I waited so long to make an album, and then when I was ready, I was like, I'm just gonna do it. Whether it's good or bad, I'm gonna commit to it. And so the album is like kind of a commitment to just being myself and not overthinking it. So it could be shit, you know. For all I know, that was your
I've only
that
listened
was your
to four songs, you know.
Yeah. Not impressed. He's not impressed, you guys.
It's like, it's okay music. No, but I really do love your music, and I think I do love the music because
how could I improve? Please help me.
I don't see room for improvement because what you do is relevant right now. There's this female perspective in your music, and I really do think that indie rock or music that's made with guitars, bass, and drums, whatever you want to call the genre, it's not too interesting anymore if it's made by the average white man. You know?
Well, I think that, you know, the genre is I fucked someone, they don't want to fuck me anymore, I'm sad. You know, universal genre. Genderless, timeless, we fucked,
nobody,
we're not fucking,
nobody
I'm
wants
sad.
To fuck indie rock anymore. So sad.
But you know what I mean? Like, the songs are just, like, I think they're pretty relatable themes because I didn't try to make them some poetic thing. Like, the lyrics are pretty direct.
Yeah.
And I think it takes a maturity, like, as a person to get to that point where you're, like, happy to write lyrics that are, like, super, not cliche, but almost cliche and how like, not banal, but just they're, like, super simple themes.
Yeah.
You know?
How important was the fact that you've been touring with Cherry Glazer and so many other bands before you made this record? Because when I was on tour with the band as a camera guy, that was before I made a record.
Yeah.
And it was like eye-opening to me because I was like, there's so much discipline involved right here on this tour. It's not like the cliche that you have of a rock star who's drinking every night and fucking around. I mean, we've cursed already, so we can keep cursing.
Someone in the elevator told me that it's private and I can say whatever the fucking shit I damn please.
Yes, you can. Who was the person on the elevator? Daniel?
No one.
Oh, we'll talk about that later.
We smell a rat.
No, but it must have been important for you to learn, watch and learn from the others. I mean, yeah. you're a classically trained musician, so that part was done. Yeah. You know how to play all the chords.
Yeah.
You know how
I think the thing I learned the most from Clementine and the Cherry Glazer crew was like really actually like letting go as much as possible. Mm. Like they're very, Clem is like such a carefree, like doesn't give a shit what anyone thinks kind of person. And I'm like a classical music nerd.
Mm.
And I think I learned a lot of like letting go and just like kind of owning my shit from her, which is important.
Yeah, that's important for your kind of music as well. Yeah. Because I mean, as a classically trained musician, you tend to use the chord that is, you know, theoretically the right one, the right next chord.
Yeah, exactly.
And you have to really get away from that if you want to.
Yeah.
If you wanna.
And I think that there's some classical influence embedded in terms of like the voice leading and stuff like that. You can't unlearn stuff that you've been around for so long. But yeah, I wanted to reject this notion that like I have to make something complex.
Yeah.
And I think that it helped me to play in a band that's pretty like, I mean, it's like Cherry Glazer is just like a rock band. It's not like anything mathy or anything like that, you know? And I was really inspired by her willingness to just not really care that people think it's like rudimentary or whatever. Yeah. She's just like, this is just what I want to do.
Just keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Let's listen to another one of your songs before we talk a bit more, and we'll listen to a live version of one of your songs as well because you brought your guitar.
Well, I won't listen to it.
Yeah,
but you will.
I don't think that you'll be able to perform without listening, but we could check that out by putting something in your ears.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. that's the challenge.
Yeah, there's gonna be a challenge.
Oh yeah,
you just got wind songed. Sasami auf Flux FM. We've just listened to the music shaking our heads all the time. Like, not nodding, not like jamming along with the movement of the head. It was like head shaking all the time. Like, how? Why? I don't know. There's a few guests on the record, like Devendra Benhart. We love this guy a lot.
Yeah.
Soko is on there as well.
Amazing human.
Yeah, what an amazing human being, isn't she?
Truly.
We've basically started, I mean, we were not the only ones, but we were playing her music from the very, very first song on. And now she lives in LA or what?
Yeah.
She lives crazy.
Yeah. That's why it's so easy to get a lot of musicians on the record that are, I mean, they're my friends, but it's just like you send them a text, like, can you come over? Mm. Can you drive 10 minutes? It's not like I've... was like,
do you ask or do you tell them to come? I've just watched the Rat Pack again.
Yeah.
And Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. Mm-hmm. They talk on stage about the fact that Frank Sinatra has told them to come and join the show. You know, they didn't ask.
Well, I'm not exactly Frank Sinatra.
Not exactly.
Yet.
You're going to be there.
I can't believe that you just have like low key ass Neumann mics just like floating all over here. Like, are you guys, is there like a low key Rat Pack gang funding this shit? Is that the German government?
We're a private radio station, so the government has nothing to do with it.
I just love the standards around here.
And there's no mafia thing or something involved, if you want to talk about that, because of the Rat Pack hint.
I'm not trying to like out you.
No.
But I'm just saying, people, there are Neumann microphones around here.
But they're standard in Germany.
I sound better on this radio station than I do in real life, damn it.
So you should come more often, I think. You've been classically trained to play the piano first, and then you've learned to play the French horn,
yep,
which is called the Waldhorn.
Yes.
In Germany, I think it's really good for hunters.
Yeah.
Right?
Stefan Dorr, principal of the Berlin Phil.
See?
Hottest man alive.
Playing the French horn. Are there French horns on the record? Are there horns at all?
There's like a little bit of French horn through like a space echo on the end of Pacify. But, you know. This record's really like a guitar record for me. I was like playing synths pretty full time in Jerry Glazer, and I kind of wanted to, I think it was kind of like I needed to be playing guitar. So that's kind of why it's such a guitar record. There's some synths, but that shit's guitar city.
Yeah, I mean, I love the fact that there's so much guitar on there, and I do love the guitar sound that you're using, because there's an art, I think. Having the right guitar sound, that's an art form already, right? And you kind of like perfectionize the whole slightly distorted but still clean guitar sound.
Well, my brother plays a lot of the guitar on the record.
To be heard out there. Oh, something is happening here, see? Something has happened.
Okay, we're getting the green light.
We're getting the green light again?
Sorry, you guys. They just weren't sure if they wanted me on the show anymore.
Yes, now she's back.
I begged. I said, please, Flux, I take it back. You're not in a gang. But if you want to be, I know someone who wants to invest in you.
The Sasami gang is going to invest.
It's Domino Records.
Congratulations on that, though.
Thank you. That sounded like a humble brag. Wait, let's go back to guitar tones, because I would rather talk about tones than myself.
I have to congratulate
I'm a
on
whore for tones.
I'm going to congratulate you on that, because it was pretty fast. You've kind of put out like one single.
Yep.
People, the Domino people, were listening to it, obviously.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's sign that musician. You know? She's good.
And sometimes you get lucky.
Yeah, and it really was fast. That was like in the beginning of 2018,
well,
wasn't
it? Well, luckily my record was already done, you know? So I think it's a lot easier when you have a record. I think it's harder for a label to be like, okay, you have one song. We have to really trust that, whatever. But I'm like such a blue-collar musician. I'm like, here's the package deal. This is the product. I'm going to go out there and play my songs around the world, whether you want me to or not.
You know, so nice.
You can either jump on this train or wave from the station, am I right?
I'm more kind of like the station waiver kind of guy. Sorry. Sasami has just left by train. Now, you did bring a guitar, but you've decided to use ours.
Yeah, it sounds very
Which song are you going to play for us? Are you ready for the performance part? I think because we're on air again, I think we could basically,
Yeah.
You know?
Shall I do it? Shall I do what I was put on this earth to do?
Let's do it.
I'm sure this happens all the time. I know I'm not the only one. I'm sure this happens all the time. There's nothing wrong when we both play along. You say you're older, so you know. Then it's no fun to be alone. You say you're older, so you know. There's nothing wrong with a half-finished song. Don't know what you're thinking. We both know what you're drinking. And my smokes are running out. You don't care what tomorrow brings. I'm dreaming of some awful things. 'Cause our time is running out. You don't know. You don't know what you mean to me. You've got a good thing back at home, and so it changes as you've grown. You've got a lovely thing at home, so why confuse when you might lose it all? We walked as far as we could go. The city held us as its own. We walked as far as we could go. We had to choose, so we took off our shoes. Don't know what you're thinking. We both know what I'm drinking, and my smokes are running out. I don't care what tomorrow brings. You're dreaming of some awful things, 'cause our time is running out. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know what it means to be free.
Stadium applause.
everyone in the whole station is barfing right now.
Let's group barf right after this track. No, thank you for that beautiful performance, Asami.
Thank you.
That was really heartwarming, and I want to thank you for visiting. So what are you working on right now? Because I've learned that you've scored some films as well, and that must make sense when you're from LA. There's filmmakers around. I mean, there's many, many musicians living in LA now, but there are some filmmakers left. So are you working on something like that? Is that interesting for you still, or?
Mostly just working on trying to get lunch after this interview.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. There's like a couple pieces of room temperature sushi staring at me. And
it's vegetarian sushi, though. there's no fish involved. So the room temperature thing is not a...
Oh, I'm not saying that it looks bad. It's making me hungry.
Just grab a piece then. Sasami, isst mir mein Sushi weg. Und schmatzt auch noch. Auf Flux FM. 030-2000-9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000-9000. Wer jetzt anruft, der gewinnt Tickets für die Sasami Show heute Abend im Badehaus. Es wird als Trio aufgetreten. It's going to be a three-piece thing tonight, right?
Yes.
With the full band.
Yes.
Without French horns, though. Did you bring the French horn?
Nine.
Bring it next time. Look it. Bring it next time. We'll go hunting. Pew, pew, pew.
Just I thought you were a vegetarian.
No, not really.
Okay. Wow. This is an awkward way to end this.
Yeah. Such a nice talk. And then the guy does eat animals. Fuck it.
It's okay, you guys. He's a good guy.
Justice versus Simeon. We are your friends. This is my song for you, Sasami.
Danke, bitches.
Bye.